Welcome back to Dip TV Finance. It's CEO interview time, and we're here with Carl Smithson, who's CEO at Stella Diamonds PLC. How are you today, Carl?
Yeah, very good, Zach. Thanks.
Right. Lots going on at your company. Maybe you're the best person to tell us what exactly is going on.
Yep, I guess so. So we've made an announcement on Monday morning relating to a potential acquisition that we're going to do in Sierra Leone. For those that don't know, Stella's a diamond company based in the UK, but obviously focused in Sierra Leone and Guinea. We have an operation there which we want to bring to mine development called Tongo, in east of Sierra Leone. But as it happens, there's an adjacent property to Tongo called Tonguma, owned by Octia Mining, which is a larger project, actually, a larger mine. And we're going to acquire that mine and basically simultaneously bring both operations into production, centrally processing, and basically going to be a bigger mine rather than a smaller mine.
Right, how did the opportunity arise? Is it to do with the state of the diamond market? I mean, what's the background to that, to the deal?
I think it's more that Octia themselves have another operation in Sierra Leone, a larger mine called Koidu. They're focused on that. They're both their financial and human resources are focused on that. So we saw an opportunity, approached Octia, well, quite some time ago now, and basically convinced them that the opportunity to put the two together makes perfect sense. Why operate two mines that are next door to each other separately? Put them both into the same pot, and everyone can benefit.
Right. And how is the diamonds market at the moment? Because the man or woman in the street, not necessarily au fait with the conditions of that. More and more, we will follow gold or crude, but not so much diamonds.
Yeah. Yeah, it's quite cyclical, actually, diamonds. You tend to get a better first half of the year than the second half of the year. And, you know, prices last year kind of rebounded fairly strongly, and I think the first 6 months of this year were not too bad as well, price-wise. There'll be softening in pricing for the second half of the year. But I think, you know, the short term, I would say there's going to be further turbulence, maybe price weakening a little bit, and that's really a factor of the sort of midstream, as we call it, having liquidity problems and possibly a bit too much stock still, most of which was sold down in the first 6 months anyway. But I think longer term, as most people subscribe to, there's going to be a shortage of diamonds, and that will put upward pressure on prices.
And as far as how much this is going to affect Stella Diamonds, is it a transformational deal?
Well, absolutely. That's the word I would certainly choose. We're a micro-cap company in the strictest sense of the word. It's all about getting into production and showing good levels of production revenues and margins, and that's what this opportunity does present to us.
And the timelines as far as the next rest of the year on this, how do you see it developing?
Well, yeah, well, this has been deemed an RTO from an AIM perspective, so we've got to go through the RTO machine, which we are doing, and you know, we're quite well advanced on that. The deal's subject to, obviously, the RTO completing, shareholder votes and all that kind of thing, but also Stella bringing funding to the table. Now, if you read the news release in detail, we're going to fund this. Stella's got to invest a minimum of $25 million, but on the flip side of the coin is we're going to operate and manage it. There's no acquisition cost to this. We're going to basically, from first revenues, take back our money, our investment money, that is, so we get all our investment out, and then we start paying a dividend and royalty to what would be our joint venture partners, Octia. So, you know, I think from that perspective, it's a pretty good deal for Stella and its shareholders.
So even though it's an RTO, it's a clean deal, it's a clear deal. And one that should it's not sort of a year down the line. Say, well, this happened, that happened. It's
no.
Whatever.
It's
the pathway is.
It is. I mean, it's a negotiated deal. We're putting it to basically a SPA. We're going through the RTO process now. All things being equal, I hate to put a time on it because everyone will say, "Well, you said this and it's actually that." But you know, we're looking at probably around about 3 months' time to close all of this. But that's subject, obviously, some things that may be out of our control. But that's going to be our sort of target that we push towards.
Well, exciting times, Carl Smithson, CEO at Stella Diamonds. Thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you, Zach. Thank you.
Thank you.